So to finish off what I was just talking about, we're entering into this time of war, right? So I want to watch a quick video of Putin talking in his own words how he's getting his armies and his country prepared to begin nuclear weapons drills. And what he talks about is nuclear warheads as a valid deterrent, right, for other countries that are wanting to attack them. So let's just watch this real quick, because this has huge economic implications. So we could pull that up. We'll watch it. It's like a minute and 20 seconds, and then I'll finish up.
Уважаемые товарищи, добрый день. Сегодня мы проводим очередную тренировку стратегических сил сдерживания. Отработаем действия должностных лиц по управлению применением ядерного оружия с практическими пусками баллистических и крылатых ракет. Сразу отмечу, что Россия подтверждает свою принципиальную позицию о том, что использование ядерного оружия является крайней исключительной мерой обеспечения безопасности государства. Вместе с тем, мы хорошо понимаем, что именно ядерная триада продолжает оставаться надежным гарантом суверенитета и безопасности нашей страны, позволяет решать задачи стратегического сдерживания, а также поддерживать ядерный паритет и баланс сил в мире как объективные факторы глобальной стабильности. Учитывая рост геополитической напряженности, появление новых внешних угроз и рисков, важно иметь современные и постоянно готовые к боевому применению стратегические силы. Будем и дальше совершенствовать все их компоненты. Ресурсы для этого имеются. Подчеркну, мы не собираемся втягиваться в новую гонку вооружений, однако будем поддерживать ядерные силы на уровне необходимой достаточности.
He will use nuclear weapons as sufficiently needed, right? It's like, oh my word, that's a broad definition. But at the same time, you've got the premier of China saying something very similar, right? And they're readying their forces for nuclear war. And then you've got North Korea that's coming together with Russia to fight Ukraine. It's like, what is going on here, right? So this huge threat, this fear that engulfs the hearts and minds of people. Are we about to enter nuclear war? Right? It's like, that's in their words, not ours. Right? So when this happens, whether it happens or not, perception is reality. Right? And people start to make financial decisions and political decisions right during an election based on fear. Right? So what we need to do then is be wise stewards, have wisdom, have discernment, have faith, right? I guess that's what I'm trying to say. We need to have faith that God's got this, that when we make the right decisions, he's going to protect and preserve and grow and thrive our financial positions, as well as our own personal safety, security, and the future for our kids, right? So in all of this, you know, from a financial thing to end this, I think the election is the third most important thing facing our economy right now. The first is this BRICS nations rising up. You know, the massive amount of volume of people that are going to be using this new BRICS currency unit that's 40% backed by gold, the new BRICS payment system, and everything that they're doing and getting out of SWIFT, that detracts demand from the dollar. Then you've got the banking crisis. I think that's second. I think we're about to see another run on the banks. I think we're going to see not just a regional bank fail, but a larger bank fail. And I think Putin's plan to add silver as strategic reserve is going to accelerate that. Now you've got this fear of geopolitical tensions everywhere. And there is Janet Yellen is saying that they're going to stop fraud with the central bank digital currency, right? They're preparing the way for what comes next. And so pray, give us a call if you want help in navigating through this with your IRAs or your non-IRA assets. And I am blessed for you because you get to hear one of my dear friends hosting with Alex, Laura Logan. She's amazing. You're going to love it. And I look forward to speaking with you all again when I'm with Alex next time.
Many of the supplements available at thealexjonesstore.com are the latest cutting edge, highest rated game changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried and true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere, and your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
By our spirit that God made and our connection to the creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
Greatest investigative journalist Laura Logan is with us for the balance of the fourth hour right now. She just did two big interviews that'll be released soon here in our studios as well. We're only 4 days out from the election, but we're already deep into it. LauraLogan.com, on X at Laura Logan. I just love this lady so much. Just doing amazing work. I'm not going to go over her huge pedigree and all the things she's done with 60 Minutes and everything else and war correspondent. But and her husband's obviously, you know, worked heavily in intelligence in the Army as an officer. She's got impeccable sources in the government, in the military, in foreign countries. And she's here today to give you a briefing on what the globalists are planning with all the pre-programming with Kamala and Obama and with Biden and all their surrogates, Jamie Raskin and Carbill, just all of them saying there's going to be violence. 60 Minutes 2 weeks ago saying, oh, the Trumps are going to be violent. Whenever the election's in dispute, they're flooding everything with real registrations, but fake people. That's all confirmed. The hacking keys, you know, to all the computers in places like Colorado. I mean, it is on. And it looks to me like they're not even trying to steal it so much as they're trying to just scramble it all so you can't see who the winner is, which Jamie Raskin has said, we're not going to decide the election. We're going to go to civil war conditions. So Laura Logan is here with all of her sources tracking this to give us the best view from her sources on what the enemy is planning. This is beyond critical. Laura Logan, you've got the floor.
So really what you have, Alex, is there's a lot of different teams that I talk to, different people. Some of them are inside the government. Some of them are outside the government. And really what they're looking at is multiple lines of operation, right? So you have on the one side people who are tracking the efforts of the Chinese Communist Party that has infiltrated, you know, several hundred thousand military-aged males, trained members, uniformed members of the People's Liberation Army. And these are people who, you know, where you got independent journalists like Michael Yan and Todd Benzman from CSIS. When they were in the Darien Gap and they were asking Chinese people where they're going, they said, we're going to the camps. Well, what camps exactly were they talking about? Well, it doesn't take much to figure out when you're looking at the United States, you see that the Chinese, there are maps where the Chinese have bought up all this agricultural land that's around Air Force bases and other critical military installations. So, and then there's a couple of Chinese sources that have been, I know they have been briefing people on Capitol Hill, behind closed doors about what these threats are. It's been taken very, very seriously. I know there are a number of people that are involved in those efforts and trying to figure this out. But what they have established is that, I know you're going to remember this, Alex. You remember that drone, that stealth drone of the United States that went down under the Obama administration? It went down over Iran?
Yes.
And I reported on this for CBS News at the time. There were efforts underway to recover that stealth drone, and the Obama administration didn't want to do it. Well, since then, I've spoken to people who were on the ground, who were on the ground across the border in Afghanistan that were en route to recover that drone, and they were called off. Well, I mean, why the Obama administration did that is one question, but what they did with it is another question. Well, we know what they did with it now because we have information that people in the government are tracking right now, which shows that the Iranians gave that to the Chinese to reverse engineer, and they have manufactured their own stealth drones. And this is I've seen the information provided.
And meanwhile, we learned for the last year, swarms of drones up to 20 feet long fly over our nuclear weapons bases and are not shot down. This is getting weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's very weird when you allow your adversaries to hold on to technology of yours, stealth technology that can carry a payload that you know is going to be reverse engineered and replicated, and you don't do anything about it when you're in a position to do something. So now we're dealing with the effects of that, right? Where you have hundreds of thousands of military-aged males who've come across the border who have the ability, they have places to camp out. You know that when they let the Chinese spy balloon cross the U.S., we now know that one of the things that it was doing was scooping up radar locations, right, both on ground and at sea. Well, it doesn't take very much to use that to take out those stations to ground your Air Force. So what you have is one line of operation where they're tracking this threat. Then you have other parts within that where the CCP is working very closely with the Venezuelans and with the and with others. Right, who have made agreements with the cartels and are going to use them for different things. So, for example, there were people from the U.S. that visited, according to this intelligence, that visited Trendaragua inside the prisons in Venezuela where this cartel was created. And they have singled out cities like New York City, Atlanta, Chicago is one of them. There's another one where their job is to start violence between the African-American gangs and the Sicilian gangs. So, you know, what all of this starts to add up to is a picture where you have lines of operation that make the United States ungovernable. On the other side, another line of operation that a different team is tracking is where you have a series of false flag events that are planned for after the election takes place. Basically, this period between the election and the inauguration, the end of January, you know, from beginning of November to end of January is a critical period. And what they're looking at is where there are people within the intelligence community who, and you remember, these are the same people that were willing to put their names on a letter in the last election cycle to say that the Hunter Biden laptop had all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation when they knew that was absolutely false and it was a complete lie. Well, you know, now you have those same people. They're not behind bars. They've never been held accountable. So those same people are working on different lines of operation where they are trying to, I mean, they really are trying to hook people in this country into taking the bait, right? This is, don't take the bait is all I can say to you. Because if you see a series of false flag operations occurring in the United States, this is designed to get you to react. And we've seen this repeatedly over the last 3.5 years. There's been one provocation after another. And I think these people have been somewhat surprised and disappointed that Trump's supporters and, you know, the MAGA movement hasn't taken the bait and they haven't resorted to violence. Because in spite of the fact that you have people like this guy, Alex, I think you have looked at his at this issue. Right. You have people like Ken Delaney out there on MSNBC, his last article where he was talking about how, you know, MAGA is going to be violent and what are they're going to do. There's no justification for
that. Oh, it's everywhere. But we can pull up the Ken Delaney MSNBC. MAGA's going to get violent. It was on 60 Minutes 2 weeks ago with no evidence. They're going to get violent. The election's going to be held up. Trump's going to send military to kill you. Trump supporters are going to murder everyone. Carville, we've got to have black men uprise because Trump's coming to kill you. We need armed uprisings. I mean, they are everywhere saying this.
Right. And so one of the things I would urge people to do is ask Ken Delaney who his sources are, because this guy has been known as a patsy for the deep state for a very, very long time. And basically, if the intelligence agencies want to get something out publicly, they use Ken Delaney to do it. So who are your sources and are you willing to supply? Where's the evidence that, you know, the MAGA movement or Trump supporters are going to be the source of violence? And don't talk to me about January 6th, please.
Exactly. Because they're pre-programming it right now.
Right. And when you look at where has the violence come from, right? We know because we've watched it. We've watched it come from Antifa. You've looked at, I mean, we're at real risk here from the whole Palestinian movement, the radicals that embed themselves within these movements. You may have genuine people on the surface who, you know, think they're doing the right thing and they're standing up for something good, but this is exploited and used as a cover. So what you have here, Alex, is, you know, we saw this beginning really in significance under Obama, where you have people inside the intelligence agencies, inside things like the National Security Council, inside the Department of Homeland Security. You're dealing with people who have very close relationships with unindicted co-conspirators in acts of terror. I mean, you know, and one of those people, of course, is Barack Obama. I mean, these people have demonstrated close relationships. They have influence with these communities that have been instrumental in orchestrating violence. And so one of the things, you know, that I would say today is, would these people call on their sphere of influence, whether it's these radicalized communities, extremist communities, whether it's Antifa, you know, whatever you want to call them, whether it's in the Palestinian movement, whether it's people like the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE in the U.S., these organizations, would they call on them not to resort to violence? Would these people who were so eager to come out with a letter before the 2020 election, saying, putting their name to something and saying, this is, you know, this has all the hallmarks of this. And, you know, would these people now come out and maybe they would swear allegiance to the Constitutional Republic? Because you're talking about people who once upon a time, they did take an oath of allegiance to the Constitutional Republic. Right. Once upon a time, when they became public servants, when they joined the military or whatever it is, even when they, you know, when you go into law enforcement or into government, you do swear an oath to the Constitutional Republic.
But now these globalists have been handpicked, the generals, all of them, to be globalist traitors. They literally see this country as a joke. They're at war with us.
OK, so if they're concerned now about violence, because they're putting it out all the time that they're worried about the violence that's going to happen, well, will they stand up and call on their communities and their base not to resort to violence?
And the strongest signal is Trump supporters are going to attack and kill election workers, as if all the election problems the left has literally pre-programmed in with all their ACT blue groups and getting all the illegals registered and flooding, you know, fraudulent voter registration systems out, that's all confirmed. Then they're already telegraphing that they're going to try to stir this up or stage it. And then that's what paints Trump as the bad guy, and then Kamala and the coup is still in power, and then somehow they declare a civil emergency, they've signed the executive orders, use the military domestically, and we're off the races.
Yeah, that's another trap. The poll workers are another trap. I've been talking to other journalists who are working on that issue because it's so broad. And when you look at the radical leftist groups that were planning on making the United States ungovernable in 2020, right, those same groups have been recruiting and putting people to work at the polls. And what do they want? They want you to react.
And they've got FBI agents stationed there to hopefully catch it.
Yes, because otherwise, why are those FBI agents and Department of Justice?
They said they're there to watch Trump supporters.
Yeah.
So we're being openly framed. It's not even a question.
You know what, Alex? You're being baited. First, they're baiting you, and then they're ready to frame you. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
That's exactly what they're doing. So, I mean, this is kind of like a metaphorical fishhook, right? I mean, when you see all of this stuff happening, and I would say to people, if you feel a rush of emotion, if you feel outraged, you know, take a breath. Before you do anything else, just take a breath. Do not take the bait.
Well, then say, even if I'm in the right in this, it's going to be spun against me. And unless you're defending your life, don't engage it. Just video it, document it.
Yeah, video it and document it. That's actually, in fact, the most important weapon that you have besides your voice and your rights under the Constitution is your phone. Because video it and document it.
It's a weapon.
It is a weapon. Because I can tell you something else, Alex. There are a lot of people inside the intelligence agencies, inside these NGOs, inside all of this deep state apparatus who are not happy with what they're seeing. There are whistleblowers that are ready to come forward and who are documenting what is happening in real time.
And they've been coming forward on January 6th and the Whitmer kidnapping and everything unravels and
that's
the
right.
Sex honey pots targeting the Trump operation. I mean, it's all coming out, but a day late, a dollar short. We got to get people to come out now.
And it's coming to a head, right? It's coming to a head because of the election and because of the possibility that these people are going to be held accountable. This is the thing that they fear most. The roadmap to the guilty is to look at who's crying out the loudest, who's screaming the loudest. Because, you know, one of the things that's gotten a lot of attention lately is this order that supposedly the U.S. military has expanded authority to go after U.S. citizens. Well, wait a minute. Isn't the Biden-Harris administration still in power? I mean, aren't they the people responsible for this policy? So they're pointing fingers at Trump, and they're pointing fingers at his supporters and saying, you know, you're just a bunch of trash and you're fascists. But yet, who's responsible for this policy? You're the people in power right now, aren't you? So, you know, one of the things that I would say, something that's become apparent to me, Alex, is that we saw in North Carolina, right? We saw that the churches and the veterans are really the backbone of this nation. And when you're in need, when your house is being flooded or you're vulnerable in any way, the people that you can count on your churches and you can count on your veterans. And that doesn't mean all of the churches. There are some who've lost their way, but there's enough of them. It's so interesting because in a way we're going right back to 1776, where that was exactly the backbone. That's what defeated the British at that time. You had one of the most, you know, disciplined armed forces on earth that has since then, right, that has defeated the British twice, not once, but twice. You have the veterans that are in this country right now. I think there's at least 12 million of them. These are highly trained people who have the ability to deal with just about anything you can throw at them. But what really makes them unique and what really makes them lethal is that they have the ability to think for themselves. They are trained to think for themselves. This is not just a personal attribute. This is part and parcel of being an effective member of the United States Armed Forces. And what does that mean? It means that they're smart enough to use their discernment, to use their training, to not take the bait, to not fall into a false flag situation. That's why they haven't taken the bait so far. I mean, there's enough that's been rubbed in their faces. There's enough provocation that has happened over the last few years. And this is a very serious situation that we're in right now. And they recognize that. These are people who have not forgotten the oath that they took, the oath to defend the Constitution and to stand by all the people of this country. So, you know, for them, for most veterans, it really doesn't matter who you're voting for. When you ask them at their core who they are, they're not going to go into North Carolina to rescue someone from a house that's been flooded and ask them, wait a minute, are you Democrat or are you Republican? They don't care. They literally do not care. I know you know this, Alex, because you know a lot of these people. But I think what people, you know, unless you've been in the military, what you probably don't understand is that, you know, it goes all the way down to the lowest ranks. That you can have a fire team, say, you know, 75th Ranger Regiment, right? How do these guys operate? Well, they operate in fire teams. You got four guys. Well, then when they're given their orders, they go out there and they do exactly what is required of them on the battlefield, according to how they were trained. However, they do not follow immoral and illegal orders. They have the discernment. They're taught to think for themselves and to operate on their own. So, really,
and most other armies don't do that. That was still starting back at the beginning by George Washington to not follow illegal orders.
That's right.
Of course, so the Nazis followed orders, and that's the Nuremberg Code. That's not enough
that's
to cover you.
That's what distinguishes them.
Yes.
And that's what makes them, by the way, so that's what makes them such a powerful force. So for people who are sitting at home and they hear, okay, you've got all these lines of operation. You've got the Chinese in the country. You've got the cartels working with them. You've got foreign governments like this DCP and the Venezuelans and the narco state of Mexico and so on. They shouldn't feel helpless because if you look just that the state of Texas alone has 1.7 million veterans, I believe, between the ages of 20 and 54, right? California has 1.6 million. And this
so what
is
are you doing? You're, I mean, you're just putting everybody on notice that the military and veterans are awake, that people need to get in position and ready in case the deep state's already been destabilizing us, but all these networks, sleeper cells are definitely here, and there's a big setup. We got a pretty clear picture of what it could be. They have provocations. They attack some poll workers. They attack a Democrat rally. They claim Trump supporters do it. The Soros groups get activated. The left starts burning everything down. Then these other terror cells get activated. I mean, this could be the end of America.
But it's not going to be, because Americans will unite. And this is the, I mean, really what you're talking about, Alex, is a color revolution, right? It's anyone.
That's why North Carolina was a good example of the hurricane. People unified. They didn't buy it.
Correct. That's exactly right. And that's the strength of America, is in its unity. Because when you look at a color revolution, right, as the CIA is very proud of this color revolution playbook, they don't hide it. It's out there for anyone who wants to do their homework. You can see it. So in a color revolution, you have these multiple lines of operation. Well, I spoke to a former CIA officer when the George Floyd had just been killed or had just died and the Minneapolis was burning. And I spoke to him right at the very, very beginning. And he said to me, this has all the hallmarks of a color revolution. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I was part of implementing color revolutions on behalf of the United States government as a CIA officer all over the world. And he said, so I know what it looks like. And I said, how do you defeat it? And he said, there's only one way. He said, in all those countries, in all those years, the only time we ever saw these tactics fail was when people didn't take the bait. They united. When people stand together and unite.
And to do that, they've got to be aware of the plan's coming. That's why I keep trying to get everybody on this. Thank God you're on it. Even Dana White's talked about it. I mean, clearly, there's already been a coup. They plan to continue it on. They're going to use violence and blame us and try to get us all killing each other when we should unify against the globalists.
Yes, but here's the thing, Alex. This is what I realized in all the work that I've been doing. So on the one hand, right, you would imagine that if you're, you know, a veteran, you are the backbone and the strength of these communities. There's some 12 million out there who have been hardened in battle over the last 20 years, right? This is a real disciplined, very effective fighting force. And if you're provoked by, say, the CCP or, you know, the cartels coming into your community, whatever it happens to be, you have the ability to respond and the training. However, we know how effective that is, because when you look at North Carolina, look at what they did. They came with engineers, they came with medics, they came with helicopters. They know how to mobilize. They have, everything that you need to deal with it, they have, which makes them the most powerful defender of the people of this country.
So you're saying the most important fight for these men and women now is actually for the Republic, and they are the Civil Air Patrol, whether they're officially that or not, they are the civil defense. So you're saying gear up now for peaceful, don't take the bait, don't get violent, but be the people that get the power back on.
But, Alex, the enemy has identified them as the most effective weapon
for the
people. And therefore, they have another line of operation. And that line of operation is a series of false flag events that is very closely targeted, okay? There's names, right? They have people's names.
Exactly, and believe me, I'm not in the military, but they see me in military as the information war. We're all targeted, so are you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Irish sea moss has been all the rage in the last 5 years because when folks started discovering it, it took the country and the world by storm because of the incredible effects it has. It's probably the greatest superfood out there, full of organic-based iodine and a whole bunch of vitamins and minerals. And we've got the gummies and the capsules now in stock at thealexjonesstore.com that are some of the strongest and best out there. Up to 55% off when you get three bottles, over 40% off when you get two bottles, 40% off when you get one bottle, and it's in stock right now. Ultimate Sea Moss at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, check out the hundreds of designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, and hoodies. And regardless what happens to InfoWars here in the next 28 days, ladies and gentlemen, your support of our sponsor will make sure I am able to stay on air. So please take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Get the ultimate sea moss gummies and capsules, as well as other amazing supplements and Patriot apparel. God bless you. Now, thanks for the support. I didn't realize how good the VIP thing was. So when I saw this the other day, I said, I better talk about this. So if you're a member of the Alex Jones VIP Club at alexjonesstore.com/VIP, or there's just a big link at the top of the page, this is a critical time in our nation. We don't know what the future holds for the operation. The following information I'm about to relay to you is imperative so we can stay in touch, you can get great products, and keep me on the air one way or the other along with the crew. Monthly member credits. Every month as a VIP member, you get $40 of free store credit. Did you hear what I just said? That's right. It's like money in your pocket with the best products on the planet. So you pay $30 to be a VIP, and then you get $40 free. That's $10 you make. All the Alex Jones products at the best prices. We're talking about 10 to even 40% off the already existing sales. So sometimes it becomes lost leaders in the store 24/7, 365 days a year. This is an unbeatable pricing you'll never find anywhere else. Automatic double entries in any of the giveaways, like the awesome turbo diesel super truck, $138,000 value, plus $1,000 cash. The winner of the sweepstakes will be announced the 30th this month. You want to win? I know you do. As a VIP, you'll get double entries in every single giveaway. No effort, just double your chances, just like that. Exclusive VIP-only giveaways. This is where it gets big, folks. VIP members get entered into their own exclusive giveaways every month. Nobody else is allowed in these. Early access to products, promos, and giveaways. VIP members get first access to new products, promotions, and giveaways before anyone else. You're in the know. Oh, and did I mention orders over $99? Free shipping. We're not letting shipping costs slow you down. It just goes on from there. So, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, or just at the top of thealexjonesstore.com, you see the VIP button.
Hey everyone, my name is John. I have been selected this month as the VIP of the month winner. Surprisingly, I received this check for $1,000 in the mail, and it was awesome. It really did surprise me. I had no idea that it was coming, and I wanted to say thank you to everybody at the Alex Jones store for taking care of us and getting our orders out quickly. Keep up the good fight.
We're fighting the new world order. I don't have millionaire backers. I am not controlled by anybody but my own soul, my own brain. I'm trying to do the best job I can. TheAlexJonesStore.com, it's up to you whether you want to back the number one broadcaster that the enemy hates the most. I mean, they literally hate my guts because they know I'm for real and I can't be bought and I can't be intimidated and I'm wild and I scare them.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
When I grow up, I want to smash the New World Order. And guess what? We're doing it. The one, the only, Laura Logan in studio, giving you over-the-horizon intel on the globalist plans for martial law and civil war. But we're going to stop them dead in their tracks. Woo! Yeah! History's happening now! They don't like this.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The best part of this job is I get to know all the good guys. I get to know all the cool people, all the folks that love liberty. Look at Trump's super team. Look at all the top journalists, patriots fighting for humanity. Laura Logan at the tip of the spear. And also, I know your husband's super smart. I want to get his take from Army Special Operations and all the rest of it on what's currently happening from his view. But you hit the key now about the globalists know the target. When they say the military is coming for you, they mean the veterans if the globalists trigger this martial law, civil war, race war scenario that's the cover for their takeover and to complete and continue on the coup we are already living under with the installation of Kamala Harris. So you got cut off of the break, start over. This is such important information. This is what the enemy doesn't want out.
So this is pretty much it, Alex. In North Carolina, in the floods, we just saw that when, you know, the federal government lets you down, when your government isn't there for you, who stepped up? The veterans stepped up, right? And they came in with engineers and with medics and with helicopters. And it took nothing for them to do that. I mean, it was almost instant. And a big part of that was the State Guard in Florida that was sent in by DeSantis that is made up of who? More veterans. Okay, so if you recognize that, basically, what has become clear to me is that the most powerful weapon that the people of the United States have against their enemies is within their communities, right? I mean, you've got veterans of the greatest, one of the great, possibly, arguably the greatest army in the world, defeated the British twice, right, who are in your community. But who else has recognized the power of the veterans? Well, the people who are trying to provoke you into reacting, the people who are trying to provoke you to go outside of the law, and the people who are telling everyone over and over and over again that you're going to be violent. There's no basis for them to say that the MAGA movement is violent. Show me a city that they burned to the ground. You know, don't talk to me about January 6th. Did they burn the Capitol to the ground? Absolutely not.
Clear preparation for the frame-up.
Obviously. So the frame-up is part of it, right? But they're trying to bait you to react. Why? Because all they need is for a veteran to react, and then that's an excuse to take you off the playing field. They need to neutralize that threat. So look what happened in 2020. The power of the people and the voice of the people was the only thing that was left when the courts had failed and our elected officials had failed. The Republican Party was part of the cover-up. You know, so you had nowhere to turn. Your media had turned on you. What was left? Well, people used their constitutional right to exercise their First Amendment.
If they
right.
flip the internet kill switch, everybody's got to be peacefully out there in the streets educating everybody.
Yeah, I mean, turn to law enforcement. If there is still law enforcement, if they turn off the internet or they turn off all the power, you know, people go into self-preservation mode, right? So you may not even have law enforcement out there. But you have county commissioners, you have sheriffs, you have state troopers, you have in Texas, like the Department of Public Safety, you have Texas Rangers. Go to law enforcement. Do not be baited into going outside of the law. Do not be baited. I mean, always be peaceful. And
true. Because they're going to have feds, like they always do, trying to stage fake Whitmer-style kidnappings, oh. but 1,000 times bigger.
Yes.
They've got, and I'm not against militias or the Constitution. The point is, half the militias, it turns out, are being led by feds. And then the feds that lead those would always accuse me, you're attacking the militia, you commie. No, I'm attacking you. And it turns out they are feds. Anybody telling you lead an attack or be part of something violent, you're being set up.
Yes. I mean, Alex, Patriot Front, this group that they trot out every now and then at one of these events, they're a joke.
Okay? Yeah, show Patriot Front.
They're with their matching, you know, 5'11 pants and their matching, you know, shirts and their matching masks. I mean, there's not a person alive who can look at that and say, these are real, this is a real militia. This is a completely fake militia. Not only that, it's a pathetic fake. But the only people that will believe that are the people who are being deceived and manipulated on the left.
And it turns out that other Nazi group that wears the red and all that, same shirt as me today, I forget their name, they've been on national TV and it's come out that their leaders work for the CIA and have been fighting in Ukraine, just like the guy that tried to kill Trump at the golf course.
So, Alex, this is, as you know, this we're in the midst of an intelligence operation. It's the intelligence agencies who are running it. Who runs color revolutions? The CIA. You know, so, but what they have now, they have a problem. Because there are people inside of those agencies all across the federal government who see what these people are trying to do, and they're not okay with it. And they're talking, and they are ready to come out.
And they're leaking.
And, well, they are talking, and they are ready to come out, and they're ready to stand up. And you know where else, Alex, there are people who are unhappy with what's going on? It's inside the voting machine companies. Because, you know, everybody likes to say, well, there's no evidence of fraud and look at the courts and all these cases failed. Well, they have a problem because that's old information.
Well, the courts refuse to hear it.
Yes, but there is something right now. I don't know how many people notice this, but the Barry County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff Darleaf, okay, this was announced yesterday. They made it public. Sheriff Darleaf made it public that they have been part of an ongoing investigation into election-related crimes since December of 2020. And what they have learned over the past few years, now I have been tracking this investigation for more than 3 years. I don't know all of it. I only know some of it, but I can tell you that what I have seen is pretty staggering. Okay, and so this is a different playing field now. When they fought that battle on election crimes, they were counting on the fact that no one had had time to really figure this out. There are people within the voting machine companies that were involved in election crimes that have come forward. There are affidavits that have been taken. There's an ongoing investigation that has been referred to the Texas Attorney General's office. That's Ken Paxton's office. And they're looking into it. And this is very, very significant. Okay, this is not small. They can try to dismiss it. They can try to pretend it's not happening. But this is this is very, very serious. And there are people that that have recognized that where we're headed as a nation, if you allow this to continue, everybody loses, whether you're Democrat or Republican.
The economy falls apart. The nation collapses. We're under total censorship tyranny run by pedos, and they're starting World War III. I mean, these people have to have the car keys taken away.
And if you go back to the founding of this country, Alex, what made this country great? Yes, the natural resources of the United States and so on.
But it was the people.
It was. And what was it about the people? It was their moral character. It was their Judeo-Christian principles, right? That's what it really was. And that's, you know, that's one of the things that really sets the United States apart. This country was founded on a covenant with God that is in its entire identity.
And the left always says that's not true. Read the Declaration of Independence. They call on God right there.
Well, because they don't, because the past informs the future, right? And they don't want you to look at the past. That's why it was so important to them to try to erase the history, because the history of this country tells you what the future of this country is going to be. You are not going to get United States veterans to fall for a false flag event. It is not going to happen. And what we really need is we need people like President Obama. We need people like John Brennan, right? These are the people, remember, under Obama's
watch. They've been quarterbacking the whole Stay Behind Network.
Yeah, but what else did they do? On their watch, they rewrote the definition, right? Or what was it in the counterterrorism manual? Remember when they started saying that the greatest existential threat to the United States, it was no longer Islamic terrorism, it was now domestic terrorism.
And then it was MAGA, and it was
change.
Veterans. And
right. And so what we know is that there are radical terrorist groups within this country. You know, they span the gambit, but some of the very significant ones are in the Islamic community. Now, there are, as you know, there are tons and tons of great people.
Sure, but I mean, Biden reissued it in June of 2021 saying white supremacy is the number one threat. He defined it as against open borders, against lockdowns, against forced shots, and questioning elections. So they've just defined white supremacy as the American people.
Okay, so the people who have links to radical groups, people like Obama, people like, other people in his administration, this is the moment for them to come out. If they're so concerned about peace in the United States, and they're so concerned about violence, they should be calling on the people where they have influence, with groups like CARE, right? And the Palestinian movement across campuses and so on and so on. They should be appealing to these people to be peaceful, right? And to not resort to violence. Because if they want to demonstrate to the United States, if they want to demonstrate to their people that they are really interested in having a peaceful transition of power and they really do believe in this country, that's what they should be doing. If you've got people like, you know, John Brennan and others who are willing to put their name on a letter in the last election cycle that, saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, which they all knew wasn't true. Well, let's see them put a letter on it now that says, you know, just like the Pledge of Allegiance says, what is it? You know, there's an oath to the United States, which is what? And to the Republic for which it stands. Okay, so put that in writing.
One nation under God.
Put that in writing. One nation under God. Let's come together as a country, right? You speak
indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
That's right. Because what happens, Alex, is the vast majority of people in this country, whether you're the Islamic, you know, Muslim community or the Jewish community or the African-American community, Hispanics, white people, the vast majority of what unites the people of this country.
Wanting freedom and due process and sovereignty and security and safety. And anybody can look
and liberty.
And Tampon Tim and all of this, and Kamala and the globalists said, no, like Elon Musk said, with Trump, you've got a future. With Kamala, we're destroyed. It's real simple.
So what unites people is much, much stronger, much more powerful than anything that divides us, right? And so that's what you have. You have people who are trying to divide this nation, because in spite of all the rhetoric, in spite of everything that's been done to divide people, we remain united. And what needs to happen here is for people to understand and recognize that they use ordinary and good people from whatever community they come from, and they are the cover for these radical groups that come underneath. So the people in this country that have influence amongst those radical groups, well, they need to stand up now and call for peace. Because the threat, if you actually look at actions, right, If you look at actions, the threat of violence is not coming from Trump supporters. Look at Madison Square Gardens. You didn't have any violence. How many people were there? How many people were on the streets? The people covering their faces, the people who are hiding their identities, the people who are using things like umbrellas to shield their faces from security cameras. These are the people of Antifa. These are the people who are dressing all in black so that they cannot be identified to law enforcement.
And now the Democrats are suing all over the country to not have surveillance cameras that are already there on the drop boxes for ballots. How obvious is that?
Well, it's you mean just as obvious as saying that you don't want to take non-citizens off the voter rolls?
That's even more obvious.
I mean,
and so as bad as things are, the good news is the mask is off. It's all coming out.
The good news is that people should not feel helpless, right? You have within your communities everything that you need if you are truly threatened by a foreign enemy. And by the way, one of the things that makes me crazy, Alex, people keep saying cartels and gangs. These are violent foreign paramilitary organizations. That's what they are. People need to start calling them what they are so that people can understand the real threat that these organizations
are. And again, the globalist system is being defeated. Their only shot is to stay in power, as Dana White said 2 weeks ago. They've already had a coup. They've installed Kamala. They're desperate. The world's turning against them. They're going to go for broke, and now we're in the final days of it.
You know what? The world has always been against them. The truth is that the people have always been against them. But what they do is they use the tactics of people like the Nazis. They seize what the media. They take control of the media so they can project power. So they pretend to be much more powerful than they are.
It's an illusion. But,
yes, it's an illusion of power. And if you were to ask, 98% people on the planet how many genders they are, they're going to tell you there are two genders. That's what they're going to say. Because it's the truth.
Evidence by both of us up here. There's really a difference here, folks.
So, I mean, the thing is this, it's pretty obvious, Alex. You know, people shouldn't feel helpless, but at the same time, they should recognize, right, that they're in the midst of an intelligence operation and a color revolution, which is using multiple lines of effort. So don't.
And you may not believe in the info war, but it believes in you.
Well, yeah, and remember 2020, right? Because who was it who really put the nail in the coffin for Trump, for the steal? Who was it that provided the biggest cover-up? It wasn't CNN. It wasn't MSNBC. It was Fox News. So it came from where? It came from the right, and it came from the right for a reason. Because if it had come from the left, people on the right wouldn't have believed it. So, but when they said, well, you've even got Fox News saying it, it's just like January 6th. What was so damaging to those people was when Mitch McConnell and Republicans stood up and said, oh, this is a terrible, terrible thing. This is that happened. They knew that was a lie.
They could have said, oh, it was a setup, provocateurs, or a million people
That's right.
here. They opened the doors for folks, but they the fix is in. And
you
so
mean they could have told the truth?
They could have. And the Democrats are really sneaking around all over Texas and bragging. They may flip Texas. That could be the sneak attack through fraud. I'm really concerned.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been running an information operation on Texas for a long time. This idea that they're turning Texas blue. So, Trump said this in 2020.
So you'll believe the fraud when it happens.
Correct. But you know it, Alex. This is what Trump said in 2020. He said, you mean to tell me that a candidate that is against God, against guns, and against gas is going to take Texas? Ain't going to happen unless they cheat. Because if you could go all over Texas, and that is a complete fallacy, even in the blue state of Dallas.
Even the
the blue city of Dallas, right?
Even what the refugees from the left are trying to get away from it.
Of course they are. Because
but back to Dallas. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, well, look at Dallas. It's supposedly a blue city. But the people are furious because Dallas is now being plunged into crime. They have defunded the police. They're wrecking and destroying that city.
And if you wonder why the left seizes cities and then plunges them, because that's how they attack the outside areas.
Of course. I mean, you go to an area like Cedar Park, right, which is a neighborhood of Austin, Texas. Everyone says that, keep Austin weird. Austin is the sort of sane oasis of liberalism in the red state of Texas. Actually, no. You go to someone like Cedar Park, which is vast majority Republican. What did they do? They moved in Indivisible. They moved in all their political Soros-backed forces and affinity groups, and they take over the city council. So you now have a city council that is, I think, 8 or 9 of the 10 city council members are progressives.
Well, speaking of Texas, put this up. Steven Crowder's great investigative team just broke this. Breaking poll judge login credentials, which they just handed out to everybody in Colorado as well, found outside Dallas, Texas polling location on folded paper, including username, password, and election code. Oh, boy. Texas AG's office. It would either be for where you deposit the ballot or the counter or on the e-poll book. Dallas County Election Department. It's not supposed to be on the premises. No, sir. We are not entirely sure of what we have here. But we will continue to investigate. I mean, this is happening everywhere. This is exactly the sort of thing we must be on the lookout for to ensure election integrity in this country. We are 1 week away, folks. Stay vigilant. I mean, less than a week. Look at this just craziness. I mean, this is just nuts.
Well, and of course, you saw that video of the woman who was arrested at a polling station because she was accused of trying to influence
statewide committee woman. Yeah.
And so when she's telling people to stay in line and vote, she gets arrested. But you've got people in Pennsylvania that have got lanyards that say voter protection. Vote protector, I think the lanyard said. And it even had, you know, gems on there.
Trump's filed stuff on that. And he's also proven voter intimidation. The court ruled that's true. They extended voting 3 days early voting. You just nailed it again, Laura. That then they bust him what looks like illegal aliens to the head of the line in front of everybody. I mean, it's getting crazy.
Okay, but here's the thing that people don't realize, Alex. Some of those people who have been installed at these polling stations on the Democratic side are political agitators and operatives.
Of course.
And their job is to incite people to react. So maybe they accomplish a couple things at the same time. Like they say the polls are closed and the polls are not closed and they confuse people.
Here's an example. The son of a Democrat state rep in Colorado went to the house of the owner of the AlexJonesStore.com. The other folks own that. You know, they're keeping us on air. Went to his house in front of the surveillance camera, attacked the Trump sign in a rural area and stole the American flag and waited to then have a confrontation, hoping the guy would do something. Like you said, it's baiting.
That's the hook.
Baiting.
That's the hook. And then, right, that's the hook. Are you going to take the bait? That's what they're asking you to do. They're asking you to take that bait.
And that fella that owns it is also a J6er who they're trying to put in jail right now. But that's just an example. It just hit me right there.
Yes.
Out in the middle of nowhere, this guy pulls up, steals it, just sits there waiting. He didn't kick his ass when he did it, but you know, stole his American flag off his rural property. I mean, this is ridiculous.
But look at Antifa. What are they trained to do? They're trained to agitate. So you watch this with the George Floyd riots. You could, if you watched it for hours and hours and hours, the way I did, you would see that there are squads of people, and their only job was to walk up and down the police line, up and down, over and over again, and saying to them, you know, the most terrible,
F your kids,
oh, terrible things. Yes, and so that is incitement because they want you to respond.
Look at the mayors in like Minnesota letting Antifa and people break into the police stations, and then the police are told to flee. They're trying to get a nationwide collapse or have a confrontation with the police so they can then say, overthrow the police. It's a communist takeover.
Yes. I mean, it's absolutely a Marxist takeover. But remember what else they've done, though, on another front, right? Because those are like the brown shirts, you know, of the Nazis and the black shirts of Mussolini. But on the other front, right, they have now rebranded Marxism, and it's called stakeholder capitalism, right? So now they don't even come. They rely on deception. They never tell you, like, ooh.
No, exactly. And I haven't even gotten to this. Remember, MTG said this 2 weeks ago. Now it's confirmed that these Dominion systems are messing up. Kentucky voting machine, I don't know if this is a Dominion, won't let voters select Trump. That's exactly what we're seeing all of the videos on Infowars.com. It's just insane.
Yeah, but you always have to ask yourself, when you see those headlines and you see those things happening, is that another hook? Because wouldn't it be convenient for them if it was Trump supporters who said you can't trust the result of the election? Wouldn't that be convenient? Because then they wouldn't have to discredit the election. You'd be doing it for them.
So absolutely.
Because how many of these little things that are happening?
Oh, no, that's what I said. I said it last night. Now it's clear. They know they can't steal it because they'll get caught in individual fraud. So now they're just flooding things with crap and malfunctions and hacks and garbage so that it's just in total disarray. It's Operation Chaos.
They are trying to bring this country down one way or another.
Laura Logan, we've only got 3 minutes left. You live outside Austin, Fredericksburg. We beg you to come use the studios. You tape 2 big interviews today. We want you on all the shows. We want you here for election night. We want you here tomorrow, next week. Hell, we Come to a show here every day if you want. They're trying to shut us down in 13 days, but regardless, we've got new studios and stuff. They're getting set up. People need to fund us at thealexjonesstore.com, drjonesnaturals.com. It takes money to win a war. But, man, you're amazing. Tell people how they find all your incredible work. And then in closing, final statements about getting ready for what's going down.
So you can find me at lauralogan.com. I'm also on X and on Wimkin and Locals and Rumble. But I think the most important thing that I've learned over the last few weeks is that the veterans of this country are really unlike any other fighting force on earth, and they will do everything to protect and uphold the Constitution, and their loyalty is to every single American, no matter which side of the aisle you're from. They're too smart to fall for these false flag events, and it is time for leaders, you know, whether it's the John Brennans and the Obamas of this world, it's time for them to be called to account and for them to call on their followers and the radical front groups and that where they have their most influence. It's time for them to call on their followers to be peaceful. Because the people of this country are not looking for war. I totally agree.
And everybody's got to flood the zone with your material, my material, Tucker Carlson, President Trump, J.D. Vance. I mean, we got to flood the zone, InfoWar, share the article, share the videos, text messages, emails, share the links, repost, upload, take clips out, fight, fight, fight. It's an InfoWar. You're unstoppable when you take action.
And the people who are screaming the loudest about Trump as a fascist, that's because they have the most to lose from accountability.
Projection.
They're projecting because they're so afraid of being held accountable for what they have done.
Laura, are you going to be here in Texas for the election, or what's next? I know you go around a lot of places.
I'm going to be in Mar-a-Lago for the election. I've never spent an election there, but I have very good friends who invited us to be their guests.
And so all right, well, we're going to be there. Well, maybe you can pop in from remote for us.
I would be happy to do that.
That'd be awesome from Mar-a-Lago. All right, I'm going to call you.
And remember, Alex, they want time. They need time to cover up the steal.
That's remember Obama's in the video a few weeks ago. It was like, oh, God, we're losing. We got time. Yeah.
Yeah. They need the time. So don't give them the time.
All right. Incredible. Thank you for being here. When are the reports coming out? You shot today?
Not sure. Soon.
Okay. Everybody follow Laura Logan. Follow me at Real Alex Jones, the backup network system, at AJN Live, at AJN Live on X. That's a critical data point. Owen Schroyer has been knocking it out of the park. You want data breakdown? He's about to do it. 3 hours, Infowars.com/show, band.video, and right at Real Alex Jones, we'll have his feed for the War Room up there and on the Infowars Network feed. Now share it, share it, share it on X, on everywhere. We've got a lot of work to do, but we have the initiative. We're winning, but we got to stay frosty. Laura Logan, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Great job with the crew. Now, folks, go to thealexjonesstore.com. I need your help. Stay with us.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the fuck out of here!
Your best friend.
I get that camera out of my face!
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you.
Land of the dead!
Rabid.
White males.
We'll be right back.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.